April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Go Birds Radio. Presented by the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. The beautiful Sportsbook and Parks Casino. Just hanging out with some listeners. Came by to
coming
say
through,
hi.
Yeah.
As we're like,
they were confident.
We're
in
coming
it.
Back, and Elliot's like jabbering with him, and I hear Tahir just saying, "We're back," and I'm like, "Uh oh, okay." So we're good now.
You
good job,
Tahir
Hood
the,
on site, getting the job done.
You can feel like the Super Bowl excitement here already. I can only imagine what it's going to be like next week. Just in terms of, first of all, it's an awesome place, but there is something about how confident this fan base is. That I feel like going into the game, the day of the game, the Super Bowl party is going to be crazy.
Did you just hear? So we just met some listeners, and the father was with them,
yeah.
And he said this phrase. He said, "This is the most confident I've ever been in any team ever."
Wow,
that was what he said. It is it's pretty astounding. It's pretty wild. There is a real palpable belief in this football team right now, and it's exciting.
Do you think it's because they won in 2017? Like if they lost in 2017.
Oh, yeah, I think we would feel very different.
That's
I don't think
what I mean,
I don't think it's strictly because of that, but I do think if we did not have a Super Bowl yet, we would not feel quite
well. And I think
sure.
And I think there's something, too, about the fact that when they made it in 2017, in somewhat similar fashion, dominating the championship game, being really good all year, it was like, well, yeah, they're just going to win. I think a lot of the confidence,
well, it's also
frankly,
from the 69-14 in the playoffs.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
just whoop people's asses.
I think it's just a feeling of, well, of course they're going to win. I don't.
Well, think about it this way. Think about it this way. With Jalen Hurts, I mean, I know we said it. He's 16-1 as a starting quarterback.
Right.
But like, just think about it logically that when Jalen Hurts has started the game for the Eagles, we've only seen them lose one this year. And it was a game that took
four turnovers.
And the one of the worst missed face mask calls we've all ever seen that completely changed the game in the moment, like a point swing on that too. And they still barely lost. I know it was 32-21, but that was that last touchdown. They were down 26-21. Like I think it's not something we've seen this year. It's hard to envision them losing with Jalen Hurts starting because they don't lose when Jalen Hurts starts.
If they win, if they go and they beat Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, they go to, what would it be, 18-1 this
18
year
and
with Jalen?
Well, it would be 17-1
with Jalen.
No, it'd be 17-1.
17-1. Okay.
Yeah, he's 16-1 right now.
At that point, they belong in the conversation with, you know, one of
well, again,
forget
I'll
Philly,
say,
like
dude,
one of the
I'll
best.
I'll say that stat again. I said it earlier in the show. If you missed it, if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts will be only the second quarterback in the history of football to go 17-1 or better and win the Super Bowl. Like that's it. It's him and Montana in '84, and that's it ever.
Yeah,
I mean that's historically great.
Yeah, and look, the Chiefs are great too, but there is something about this Eagles team, and this is another reason. If you think they're going to win and you want to feel confidence, each time this team has been put against a test, right? Like the Titans when that was the toughest game, the Giants, you know, which was clearly a fake test, but the whole they're playing great, blah blah, dominated that. The Niners dominated that. there's not really been a game this year where you went into it saying, man, this is a big test, and they've lost. In fact, they've dominated each time.
Yeah, again, the only one they lost with Hurts players afterwards were like, I'm kind of happy we lost. We don't have to do this undefeated thing anymore. Like, we even had that happening, you know? Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up in a few minutes, Elliot Short Parks is going to set the scene for us. For those of us who will be here in Philly, or maybe even those of you who are going out to the Super Bowl but have not done this before, whatever, Elliot's going to tell you what it's like the week of the Super Bowl, what it's like to be there, what the setup is, and what you need to know as an Eagles fans about Media Day, about all the stuff coming up. So that's coming up in a few minutes. Let's get to as many calls as we can. Again, 2017, the five-year anniversary of technically 2018 winning the Super Bowl, but the 2017 team.
It's 2017 in my opinion.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. That's why I said it. But no, I'm saying 5 years ago was 2018 technically.
Yes.
But the idea of it is the five-year anniversary of that Super Bowl, how it kind of leads us right now into this this next opportunity to create some legacies here. So let's talk about it all. Let's go back to the phones and go to our guy. The nicest, most wonderful caller on the station. One that everyone loves.
A popular guy on the station.
The great Justin in Tennessee. What up, feller?
What's happening, fellas? How you doing this fine Saturday?
What up, Justin? Good to talk to you, man. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. Elliot, you packed up and ready to go?
So I am mostly packed, yes. I did go shopping last night. I got
you
my
have
Super
a big
Bowl
lament
suit.
With this. Just tell the world.
So I don't like checking my bag.
Yeah,
I'm
bummed.
Afraid of it.
He's bummed.
I'm worried I'm going to lose it. But, I mean, I got so many shoes I want
to
bring.
I said to him, like,
many,
that never happens. Like, yeah, it's so rare that you lose your bag. Like,
but,
what are you afraid
of? Well, you're jinxing
of?
It, so please stop
Knock
saying
on
that. But
well, no, see, I go the other way. With me saying it that, for like, what are the odds that I would say on WIP, there's no way you're going to lose your bag, but and then you actually lose your bag? That would never happen. That would be, like, the craziest story.
But, yes, so, Justin, to answer your question, I have some more packing to do.
Well, I mean, you're better than I am because I usually wait till the night before. Or like sometimes I'm
I
still
wait
packing
till like
as we're leaving.
Justin, 10 minutes out there, I'm like, oh, we gotta leave in 10 minutes. Let me throw some stuff in the bag.
Yeah. Well, it's 9 days, so it's a long time out there.
It is. But man, I hope you have a blast. Y'all have a
safe trip.
Y'all have a good trip. I'm sure you'll get to meet some great Eagles fans out there. I hope you you said you're going to try to meet up with some Go Birds.
Yeah,
fans,
I want to try to meet up with anyone that's out there. So if you're going out there and you're Go Birds listener, DM me and I'll try to meet up.
Hopefully that goes well. But are we going to have a show next Saturday?
Oh yeah.
And next Sunday.
Sunday.
10 to 12 on Super Bowl Sunday.
Right. Your boys.
Little Go Birds radio on Super Bowl Sunday.
Do I wait and make my prediction next Saturday or Sunday? Because
that's what we're
going to
do. We're going to wait till at least next Saturday. I think either next Saturday or Sunday you make the prediction. We'll probably make it next Sunday because it'll be Dave.
Okay.
But I think next weekend. I think it's the right move.
Well, if you remember right, I've predicted the Eagles score correctly in both playoff games. It was 38.
Oh, the points the Eagles scored. Yes.
The points the Eagles scored. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I predicted 31 against the Niners, so I was right about that one, but I didn't get the first one.
So you and me are all over that, James. So anyway, we'll keep the tradition going, and I'll do it next week.
Love
all
it. Right. Love
Quick
it.
Question. I've heard something on the radio. They were talking about all the free agents coming up that we're going to have this after the season. And if you could pick three to keep, who would you keep? Well, me personally, right now, I would probably say T.J. Edwards, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, and it depends if Kelsey retires or not. If Kelsey wants to come back, Kelsey's coming back. But if he retires, I would try to bring B.G. back. But what would you guys think? Because we got two first-round picks coming up, guys.
Yeah.
Justin, it's a great question. We'll answer it as well.
I appreciate it.
You're the best, brother.
Love you, boys. Mean it. Elliot, have a good time. Be safe, brother. We'll see you later.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, Justin. We're not trying to look forward. I'm trying to live in the moment. But, like, I'm bringing Bradbury back. But that's the first one that pops my head. CJGJ's young. I really like him. Look, I think
Javon Hargrave has double-digit
sacks. Well, what's interesting is, a lot of the guys are on the defensive side of the ball, and this is interesting, too, with the stat or, the graphic that was going around this week that we talked about. And I hadn't thought about it, like, logically, but when you stop and think, you're like, of course, but the fact that this Eagles defense does have a lot of free agent acquisitions as part of the makeup, like a lot. The Eagles offense, A.J. Brown is the only non-drafted guy on the team. Like, we spent so long, and I think we're all back to there's not anyone out there who's hating on Howie anymore. I think he's won everyone over finally.
Yes.
But, like, in terms of the draft thing, like, how many conversations about the worst draft or this, that, or whatever? Like, think about the entire offense outside A.J. Brown, and he used a draft pick to trade for A.J. Brown, no less.
And
like, it's astounding. It's miraculous.
I mean, look, if they win this Super Bowl, Howie's in the Hall of Fame. or at least he's right there. I mean, he's, you know, if you look at what he's done to win two Super Bowls, to put together two Super Bowl teams.
Two separate coaches, two separate quarterbacks.
So, yeah, I mean, it's the job Howie's done. Again, we point so much to Brandon Graham's comeback story and all these guys. Howie's might be the best in terms of how low the low was and how high the high is.
Yes, he was off the team. He was in a closet.
Yeah, exactly. He was essentially fired. Yeah.
No, and again, shout out to Jeffrey for not actually firing him. You and I have talked, I don't think we've talked about a ton on the air, but off the air, you and I have talked about this number of times where it's like, if he actually fires Howie instead of, you know, putting him in purgatory for a year, Howie's somewhere else. Even if it's just cap for someone, like Howie is working for another football team. Like, I don't know if it's just he couldn't get rid of him or was foresight or whatever, but really, really smart move by a great owner.
And,
a
you know, great look, owner. He got paid, so I'm not going to sit here and
think, of course.
No. What
Howie
I'm saying
got paid.
Yeah, props to Howie for staying. I mean, Howie could have been like, no.
He got a raise to stay and all that.
Yeah, but I'm saying he could have been like, if you're essentially firing me, I would prefer to leave.
Yeah, a lot of people would in that situation just because they're getting so, like, you know, their kneecaps are taken out.
Completely cut off. Yeah.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Let's go to Orlando and talk to Adam. What up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, boys? How you doing?
What's up, Adam? Good to hear from you, man.
It's great to hear from you guys, too. I'll tell you, man, we're going to start calling you White Claw because you're a hard seltzer with that chain.
There it is.
I love that. Yes, well done,
that's
buddy.
Perfect.
Yes, strong. You're not anyway, wrong, man, yeah, you guys, by the way.
We were talking about 5 years ago, and I've been wanting to call him for a while. I usually have to work on Saturday, so I'm a pod listener. 5 years ago, got me into the pod. I'd play around the golf for every playoff game and listen to the latest Go Birds, even if it was from Saturday or the week before.
Nice.
Been following you guys ever since. I really want to say thank you for adding all the extra content you've done throughout the season. I like to listen to the Odyssey app when I can, but knowing, like, hearing the full thing of Elliot on Marks, hearing everything there, I love, keep adding that stuff in there, man.
Thanks, man. That means a lot.
And, yeah, and thanks so much for listening.
But there is one more stat, Elliot. You keep talking stats. There's one stat you have not brought up yet.
Right.
You know what stat that is? Since the Eagles have gotten the number one seed, and Zoe has been from born.
That's
a good point.
This is a great point.
That's a good point.
You are correct. Look at this.
Yeah, that might be the ultimate stat there. It's hard to pick against them now.
Yeah.
You have to think that's probably why they're favorites.
It
is. I think Mahomes has been a favorite in every other playoff game he's played. So
really? Is this the first one?
This will be the first time he's an underdog. Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know. But
thank you, guys.
That,
have a great one, man. Go Birds.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. Go Birds. That is we love that, and, you know, the pod listener, the whole thing, it means a lot. All right, back to the phones in a sec. We mentioned this before, but Elliot, you know, quickly, you know, kind of give listeners an idea of what next week is like in terms of the schedule, but also just the experience of what it's like to be out there and having your team in the Super Bowl, what the town is like, the whole thing. You know, let the listeners know.
I mean,
the stage.
It's going to be crazy. If you're going out there.
And good job, Elliot. All right, now
thank you. Yeah, there we go. If you're going out there, I mean, expect to see a lot of Eagles fans. I think the cool thing about the Super Bowl when it's in a city is it just overtakes the entire downtown. Entire streets will be shut off. There'll be, you know, Super Bowl events. There'll probably be former Eagles there, all those things. So that's a really cool part of it. And for the Eagles, the players currently on the team, yes, there are going to be distractions, right? There's a ton more media than there normally is. There'll be media night on Monday night. All those things. Their press conferences will be in big auditoriums as opposed to at their locker. They'll be practicing at the Cardinals facility, right? So a lot's different for the team. In terms of their schedule, they'll fly out tomorrow. They'll get into Arizona at around 3 o'clock Arizona time, 5 o'clock our time. Monday night, as I said, they'll have their media night, which will be crazy. It'll be not, you know, real media. It'll probably be mostly, you know, fun questions. You know, you'll see Sirianni, who knows, like salsa dancing, like all these things you'll see. It's going to be, and I think they have the team that's perfect for it. They have the personalities to really shine that night. But from there, I mean, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm pretty sure they'll practice or have walkthroughs or something like that. They'll have some media availability. For what it's worth, they're staying outside the city, which I think is smart. You know, stay closer.
Avoid distractions.
Yeah, avoid distractions. But one benefit is that although the coach and the quarterback are different, this franchise did this 5 years ago. So, you know, obviously Jeffrey Lurie, Dom Smolenski, like all those guys know what to expect. They know how to structure things, having been through it before, about what they could do better. Howie, I'm sure, will be involved in terms of helping to game plan what the week will look like. So, yeah, I mean,
Jeff Stoutland, we just mentioned.
Jeff Stoutland,
Like there are a number of guys
in
this organization.
Yeah,
and then there's
players.
What, six or seven guys? I mean, and not just that, a few of them with like Kelsey and Lane and Graham, like big time leaders on the team. I think there is certainly enough experience here for them.
Yeah.
And it's similar to 2017, right? Like 2017, they had the head coach who had played in a Super Bowl before. before. They had, Doug.
Oh, yeah, Doug.
Part of a Super Bowl. They had, Chris Long and LeGarrette Blount and a few guys, four or five guys, Spurs throughout the team who had done it before, who could kind of, convey. Now they have even more if you're talking organizationally.
Yep.
Like the coaching, the front office guys, they have even more experience with this.
So, tomorrow everything changes. Like, today they were at the NovaCare. They practiced the last few days. Tomorrow is when I think it really starts to feel real. They'll get on the plane to Phoenix. They'll be at the hotel. They'll get all their Super Bowl swag. Like, I think the true Super Bowl craziness for them begins tomorrow.
Oh, my God. So exciting.
It's going to be awesome.
Let's go back to the phones.
A little nicer than Minnesota, too, for what it's
yeah,
worth.
I think that's probably
weather-wise,
nicer.
Yeah.
Especially because that time in Minnesota was like a record cold, right?
Unbelievable. You think it's cold out today here in Philly, and it's freezing. But, yeah, in Minnesota, I think they stayed in the Mall of America. Like, their hotel was attached to the mall. So this will be a little bit different experience.
All right. Let's keep it. And, by the way, we will have daily pods from Arizona. So we'll get the update on all the stuff as it happens. And, again, next Saturday, 1 to 3, same as always. And then Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday from 10 to 12, Go Birds Radio on WIP. Let's go back to phones. Longtime pod listener, our guy Rick in South Carolina. How you been, buddy? Been a while.
Hi, James. Hi, Elliot. Happy New Year. Rick? It's the first time I've talked to you.
I know. I feel like it's been forever, Rick.
It's
how
good
you
to
been?
Hear your voice, man.
Happy anniversary, Super Bowl 52. That one is special to me for two reasons. First of all, of course, it was the first Super Bowl. The second reason, a bit of a revenge factor. My wife and I went to Super Bowl 39 in Jacksonville in 2005, and when the Eagles lost to the Patriots. So having them beat the Patriots and the GOAT and having that revenge factor made it really special.
Especially getting to be, the fact that, it's like, and the fact that he just retired, but he said, Super Bowl 39, he saw Tom Brady beat the Eagles in Super Bowl 39, then 13 years later saw
the
Eagles beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. That in and of itself is astounding. 5 years later, dude just retired.
And then 2 years later after they got revenge, he won it.
And that was his third title, the one that you saw him beat the Eagles for. Yeah. So, just a nice little
encapsulation. He had a good career.
He was all right.
Nobody talks about the other championships. They won in 48, 49, 60,
no
but I know it's the Super Bowl era. But
And it's not just that, Rick. It's that I think for us, at least when we talk about it, it's just hard for us to conceptualize that. We weren't there for it. I didn't see it.
It was such a different sport
and a different time. I appreciate it, and I agree with you. I don't like when people say the Eagles only won one championship. They've won one Super Bowl. They've won four championships. So
I really want to thank you all for I have been listening, even though I haven't been calling. But last week, your show spoke to me. You all convinced me to get in the car and go to the NFC Championship game.
Oh, wow!
Section 243 was rocking like the rest of the stadium.
Oh,
I had a great time.
Oh, it's awesome! Man.
I mean, it was a great, obviously a great game.
Any time you get to be in the building when your team clinches the chance to the championship, I remember the Bryce Harper home run game, being there and seeing them celebrate on the field. Like, there's something magical about that.
It's like you were saying last week. How many more home NFC championship games and a 50 degree day or whatever in Philly and how many more chances? Yeah, so it was a good time. So
Rick,
thanks for convincing me to do that. Yep.
Awesome.
Congratulations to you, James, for promotion to the morning show for your crew, midday show. I listen to that every day.
Thanks, Rick.
So,
it's been
you're welcome.
Keep calling us, man. We miss you. It's nice to hear your voice, buddy.
All right.
Look
at that. Look at that.
Rick, we'll go.
I think he was about to say.
See, now you have to call us next week so you can finish your thought.
Yeah. I think he was going to say, and congrats to Elliot for knowing James. What he was going to follow up.
I think that was definitely the sentence.
I don't think you're ever taking this chain off, by the way.
I love it.
I think you're just going to wear it 24/7.
I love it. I'm a hard seltzer.
I think you should maybe not take it off until the Super Bowl. I mean, obviously at night and stuff.
Yeah.
But, just
wear it
to work.
Day.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Where's your commitment?
Sure. It's a really good point.
Thank you.
Yeah, I will.
We are pod videos now. So.
I think my wife will love it.
She'll be a big fan.
What do you think?
Well, you know who's going to love that chain.
Well, Zoe. Right?
Zoe's going to love that chain.
Honestly, that's going to be my biggest problem with wearing it every day is that Zoe's going to want to wear it.
Just going to want to wear it.
And let's be honest, way cuter.
Yeah, I think it's,
So I actually support this. All right, 215-592-9494. Again, we're going to try and get to as many calls for the rest of the show as we can. I see callers already been shouted out by other callers on the line. We'll get to him coming up.
Got a lot of real ones on the line.
A lot of real ones, which we love to see. You're our favorites. We love you.
Yes.
Auto downloaders, real ones. And again, talking 2017, the 5-year anniversary of that team you know, finally getting it done for all of us. The thing we wanted to see before we die, we got to. And now, just 5 years later, with a whole different group of dudes,
yeah,
for the most part, we got a real chance to see it again. We'll continue to talk about it. He's Elliot. I am James. We're coming from the beautiful sports book at Parks Casino, and the Birds are in the big game. The Birds in Kansas City, and get in on all the action for the big game in Arizona with the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. It's the only sportsbook and casino app that we here at Go Birds recommend. You can bet live during the game, real swings of lines, real opportunities to make money with the live in-game betting. New users can get up to $750 in sportsbook bonus back if your first bet isn't a winner. Just download the app right now. This is the time. Don't miss out. The Birds and KC, get in on all the action for the big game in Arizona with the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. It's the only sportsbook app that we here again at Go Birds recommend. And remember, new users can get up to $750 in sportsbook bonus back if your first bet isn't a winner. Bet live during the big game. The Bet Parks Casino Sportsbook and Casino app. It's Go Birds Radio from the beautiful Sportsbook of Parks Casino, brought to you by the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. Shout out to all the awesome people who've come by.
Unbelievable.
Like, so many people come by. Come say hi.
Yeah.
I guess I'll say that more often. Come say hi. We're at the Sportsbook of Parks Casino. Shout out to Leo from the Northeast. The great caller Leo came by.
Well,
and a bunch of people. It's been great.
Win-win because Parks is awesome. You can spend time here. And then you get to meet James. So, you know, we get to meet both of us. So it's a good time. So I do appreciate everyone. You stand out a little more than normal.
People have been digging the chain.
Yeah. It's not just the huge mic and everything that's giving away to you. It's the chain.
Well, you know, it's funny. And anyone listening will now know, because I complain about this all the time. And I complain about the people who come up and ask us, like, oh, where's this or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, while we're talking in a microphone, it's one thing if it's like clearly a break and headphones are off or whatever, that's fine. But like when we're like doing a radio show, clearly like talking to each other in a microphone, so someone comes up, it's like, hey, where's this or whatever. I'm like, dude, look at the microphone.
Yes.
I could tell they were like listeners and purpose, because everyone kept coming up and they would go, are you guys on break? Like they make a little symbol, like, are you?
And they know, that you can
tell. They
know. I'll also say, and Chris,
love it. Thank you. You wonderful people.
My wife, Kristen, will back this up. There's no one in the world you want to ask less where something is than me.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at it in the house.
The two of us together.
No idea.
So similarly, my wife, it's a step further, where Emily will rip me because I am the I will ask before I look guy.
Oh, yeah, I do that too.
Like where it's like, oh, where's this? And she'll be like, it's right there. You didn't even look. It's like right next to you. So
it's all right. We'll get better at it one day.
I'm getting my comeuppance because my daughter does it to me now.
There
it's
you
like,
go.
Ha-ha.
It always comes back around.
Yes. And Zoe being like 95% me personality-wise is definitely a...
A choice of hers, yeah.
Well, I was just going to say it's a real real look at yourself in the mirror moment and say, maybe I'm not as great as I thought
I
was.
All right. 215-592-9494.
Let's go back to the phones. Our guy that, I mean, two weeks in a row, you're talking to Justin in Richmond, and he's like shouting out Drew from Westchester.
And there he is.
Drew, what up, buddy? How are you, pal?
Happy 5-year anniversary, guys. Elliot, I just gave to your book drive this morning. That's an awesome thing you're
That's
doing,
super
and I'm
cool.
glad you're hitting your goal there.
Thank you so much, Drew. I appreciate that. And if anybody's listening, the link is on my Twitter.
Yeah.
To collecting money for books for Philly area students this year. We're over $7,000. So it's
and
you know,
the goal was $5,000.
The goal was five.
Shout out to our listeners for the I'll hype up our listeners.
Yes.
We mentioned it on a pod. Elliot's like, I want to get to my goal of $5,000. He was like 1,000 away. He was there like in an hour.
I know.
Our listeners
nice.
Are the best. Thank you.
And thank you, Drew. I appreciate it.
Of course. So I got a matchup question about the game, but first off, just comparing 2017 to now. You know, I was at the game in Minneapolis 5 years ago, and I don't think anything will ever top that. But Seltzer, kind of like you've talked about on the pod this week, I am excited this time to just be around other Eagles fans, you know, at the game, and I was sitting next to two Pats fans, and I'm excited to kind of just, you know, like, hug my wife, you know, celebrate around other Eagles fans, smoke a cigar after we win. So I'm just pumped for kind of that different perspective this time.
Totally. Yeah. And that's why, like, if I could go to the game this time, I would. It, you know, didn't work out, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I would love to experience it, the game in person this time, because last time I purposely was like, I want to be in Philly. I want to walk to City Hall. I want to feel it, what it's like here. So I did that, and I'm excited to do it again. But like, I do think if you have the opportunity and can afford it or whatever to get both perspectives, depending on what you did last time, I think it's a really unique and
I think
cool
it's a win-win.
Thing. Yeah.
I think both are awesome experiences.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And as far as a matchup goes, Elliot, there's one thing I love your thoughts on. So typically, I would not be worried about another team's pass rusher because of how good of a coach Sal is. But Chris Jones concerns me a little bit because he lines up on the interior. And I feel like Isaac Seumalo, who has become a really good player, but I feel like once a year he has a game where he just kind of has a bad day and just can get put on roller skates a little bit.
Particularly in pass blocking. Yeah, in pass blocking, Drew. It's a good point.
I'm hoping that's not going to be next Sunday. So what do you think? Can I sleep soundly this week, or is that going to be keeping me up still?
Drew, great call, buddy, and Elliot will answer. Call us again next week, all right?
You got it.
All right, Go Birds.
I mean, I would say this, that no offensive line can feel really comfortable blocking Chris Jones. He had 15 and a half sacks,
from
I think.
The interior. He'll line out on, like, three technique sometimes, right. But for the most part, like, an interior guy having 15 and a half sacks is... I mean, that's notable.
Yeah. I mean, I think that...
And by the way, also, the number, whatever the combined numbers of sacks, he had two sacks, like, hurries, QB hits,
it's
or whatever.
It's insane, yeah.
What he had in the AFC Championship game had never been done by anybody in a playoff game before.
Yeah.
He's the only guy to ever do it. So.
And now the Bengals' offensive line is not the Eagles' offensive line. So I think in terms of the matchup, I would say a couple things. One, I don't think anyone in the Eagles can block him one-on-one. No, very few offensive linemen can. Now, the benefit of having Jeff Stoutland as your offensive line coach, and for what it's worth, of having Kelsey, of having Seumalo, of having just a really smart offensive lineman, is that you very rarely see one singular pass rusher come in and dominate the Eagles. Let's think about last week with the Niners. The Chiefs are differently built than the Niners in the way that their best pass rusher is an interior rusher. Bosa was on the outside. But it's similar in the way that the Chiefs have one guy that got a ton of sacks, and then the rest of the line, George Karloftis is a rookie. He had 6.5. Frank Clark, I think, only had 5. So they don't have that guy outside of Chris Jones. So I think the
Frank Clark's
very good.
Has been that guy
at times
in his career, though. Like they,
he's better than anyone else the Niners has.
Yes.
I'll say that. So I do think a benefit is the Eagles can concentrate on Chris Jones because there's not another stud rusher. But The Chiefs have been very, very good at getting after the quarterback this year. So I can't help Drew sleep easy at night. I do think their pass rush is definitely something to be a little concerned about.
Let's go to North Carolina and talk to Matt. Matty.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Elliot, the last I talked to you, I was out in Arizona on that Friday afternoon watching the Phillies game at the bar.
Oh, I forgot was when the Arizona game. It was the Cardinals.
Yeah. Cardinals.
Yes, Matt. That's fun.
I remember that, Matt. Yeah,
that's fun going back to Arizona. Yeah,
so that'll be a good time heading back out there for you guys. Hey, real quick, I wanted to get your opinion on what advantage the defense has, because they practice every week against Jalen Hurts, who is a big running quarterback, big mobile quarterback. How does that play into our favor now that we're playing Mahomes, who is also kind of the same style as Hurts?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think anytime you practice against a mobile quarterback, it obviously helps you when you're playing a guy that can run. Now, clearly, Hurts is a different runner than Mahomes. Mahomes can run. I think Mahomes runs when he has to. Hurts is a weapon in the running game where they game plan to have him be involved. I'd have to look up how much RPO stuff the Chiefs run. I can't imagine it's a ton compared to what the Eagles do. So in terms of practicing against Hurts, I don't think it's a massive advantage. But, of course, I mean, the fact that they have reps against one. And, look, Daniel Jones runs, right? So they've played against mobile guys. But I think the concern with Mahomes won't be worrying about his legs. It'll just be he gets the ball out quick, the offensive line is good, and between him and Andy, they've seen almost everything. So it's going to be a tough matchup for sure.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense for sure. And real quick, one more thing too is, in your opinion, what should I do? Should I do a last-minute trip out to Arizona for the Super Bowl, or should I drive up to Philadelphia to hang out with all my family and friends in Carolina? What are you guys thinking?
I would drive up to Philadelphia if I were you. Be around your friends and family. I mean, think about it this way. They're both going to be awesome experiences. One's going to cost considerably less money.
Yeah,
you know, let's just be real here, right? Like, they're both going to be awesome. You're going to enjoy both the same. At the end of one of them, you'll have a lot more money than you would otherwise.
Yeah, and look, I personally think, Matt, if you didn't get to be here for the Super Bowl last time in the city I'm talking about, like, it's special, man. Like, if they win the Super Bowl and you're here for it, and you get to do the go to City Hall thing, and you get to see the and feel the joy of a city, you know, I think, at least for me, if I had a choice, I would choose to do that first before ending up going out to the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll never forget. I was sitting in my office in Carolina on that Wednesday or Thursday for the parade when Kelce was giving his speech.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there banging my desk going nuts. And all my coworkers are like, what the heck is going on with this guy?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, that's the move, buddy. Yeah.
All right, well, we appreciate it.
I appreciate it, guys. Take care.
Yeah, thanks, good to hear from you, man. Yeah. If you're Kelce, tough spot if they win the Super Bowl because, you know, it was an epic speech.
Well, so
like, what do you wear? What
well,
do you say?
It seems like he's going to do it again. Like, it seems like from
speech,
the way he's talked, it almost seems like he's going to wear the Mummers outfit again. Like, he has, I've heard him say the phrase two times now, the Mummers outfit, that's just for Super Bowl championship parades.
Mm, I like that.
And he said it that way where it makes me, I think we might get Mummer part two. Like, I think we might get you know, the whole thing again.
And I think that's probably the move.
Look, I think you either do that or nothing. I think you either let one sit by itself and do nothing, or you go for round two. I don't think you try and reinvent
would
the wheel.
Would you wear a different Mummers outfit?
Sure, you can wear a different.
Well, I'm saying, would you wear the exact same one?
Either or, I think it's okay with that. But I think you got to go with the same vibe.
I might go a different one so that when you remember pictures and you see it, you can remember which is which.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's a good thought.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's the move. I think a different Mummers outfit is the move.
Honestly, the move is to not do it again, if we're being honest.
Yeah, like, but what's he going
to
do?
I agree, but the move is to, honestly, the move is to get up and be like, I already did this once, thanks, Gilbert, and walk off the stage or whatever, but he's going to do it, and I'm sure he'll be great, but like, you know, it's a risky move.
The speech this year.
You're an icon for the first time, like, you know, I'm just saying.
The speech this year is Nick. Nick's speech will be something to be seen.
Yeah,
Nick. Good at messaging, very, you know, a good public speaker.
Fiery.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go. Let's go to Wayne and talk to another Matt. Hey, Matt.
Matt,
hey.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yes. Got you, buddy.
What's up, Matt?
Hey, great. Well, yes, it's a great anniversary. 5 years ago, we won the Super Bowl. Mm. What a great experience for everyone in Philadelphia. I was here and went down the city, after the game to about 4 a.m, so it's great.
Nice.
One thing I like to say is, every time this happens, let it be any sporting event, Stanley Cup, NBA Finals, it is magic. And I think the magic from 2017 kind of trickled into the magic in 2020, though. And the reason why there's magic, I think because there's a great head coach, and he's a player's coach, and that the quarterback, there's belief in him in the locker room that he can do it. We saw that with Nick Foles. People doubted Nick Foles as a backup. MVP of the Super Bowl, wins the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts, everyone believes in Jalen. Everyone believes in him.
And Matt, I think that, if you listen to the podcast, you listen to the show, like, I've talked so many times about how, like, when I watched the Mic'd Up, all that Super Bowl stuff, like, the single biggest thing that stood out to me was how in charge Nick was in that game. How calm, like everyone was coming in, how he was like just like Mr. Calm in the face. Like, again, we've talked about it so many times, but that last drive to come out and do the first of all, I love you guys. Like, it's just, he had it. He had that my heart beats slower in the biggest moments thing. And Jalen certainly has the calm under pressure thing where guys respond to it.
And there's a love there. So one correlation there. With the magic with the coach and the magic with these quarterbacks we talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, sure. I think Nick and Jalen really complement each other well. Personality-wise, I think the fact Nick can adjust and coach new game plans and adjust to Jalen's skill set, I think is really good. I mean, Donovan and Andy, you could certainly feel bright about that future. But you think about the fact Carson was hurt. I mean, it's been a really, really long time since the franchise could feel this good about a quarterback-head coach duo.
So here's one last thing, and I'll let you guys go. What is the common thread between Mahomes, Foles, and Hurts?
I know it, but do you want to guess, James?
The common thread between Mahomes, Hurts, and Foles, I mean, other than them being leaders, like...
They're all from Texas.
They're all from Texas, too.
Oh, well, that's true, too. But Doug Peterson was in the draft room. As well as, Doug Peterson was the draft from all three times.
Oh, yeah,
that's a good one, too.
Peterson.
I like this. The Doug Peterson. I love this.
Peterson, Nagy, and Reed draft Nick Foles.
No, I think this right? is in. I know, Matt, I got you. Matt, I got you. I got you. We're up against it. We got to break. Matt, okay. I got you. I got you. We got to break here. Thanks for the call. Really, I mean, it's an interesting thought. You know,
yeah.
I don't know if I want to give Doug all the credit for all of it. But look, I do think that there's something to, like, you know, looking at those three guys and understanding why in big moments they can come through and,
yeah.
and the type of people they are.
They're all from Texas.
215-592-9494. One more segment to go for us. From the beautiful Sportsbook at Parks Casino, I tell you, James, it's Cold Bridge Radio.
So we all know it's cold outside today. Let me tell you, Window Nation has the coolest deal ever keeping you warm. Get two windows free with every two you buy with zero down payment, zero monthly payments, and pay zero interest for 24 months. Now is the perfect time to take advantage of Window Nation's deep discounts, all while reinvesting in your biggest asset. Not to mention the savings on your energy. Up to 43% of your home utility bill goes to heating and cooling. With Window Nation windows, you can cut those energy bills during cold winter months by keeping your hot air in and the cold air outside. Go with the window company that has installed over 1 million windows, all with a 96% customer satisfaction. Now is the time to upgrade the look and the feel of your home, all while saving thousands on your energy bills. Call 866-90-NATION and get two free windows with every two you buy, with no limit. Plus, make no down payment, no payments, and pay no interest for 24 months. Call Window Nation today, 866-90-NATION, or go to windownation.com and tell them Elliott Shore Park sent you.
Final segment for us. It's Go Birds Radio, presented by the Bet Parks Sportsbook Casino. I'm from the beautiful Sportsbook at Parks Casino. Zoe likes to sing the Immigrant Song. That song that was just playing the Zeppelin song.
Oh, yeah?
Because it's got the...
You're good at that.
Yeah.
That was good.
I could do a little Robert Plant here and there.
You know what I just thought of? The next time we're in parks together, we'll know if they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no doubt. The next... How about this, buddy? After we drive home, the next time we see each other, period.
Oh, yeah, good point.
You know?
Yeah.
You're about to go to... The next time you set foot in Philadelphia, we'll know.
We'll know, yeah. Like, it'll be weird to come back if they lost.
Like, I've always just... I mean, it's weird that you're going to be gone for, like, 8 days.
I know.
Like, that's a long time to just be away.
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah.
But, you know, worth it.
I would say
no biggie.
I will say, you know, we've talked about what makes the different playoff run, Super Bowl run special, 2017 versus 2022. There's no doubt from a personal perspective, being a part of WIP, doing Go Birds Radio, like a parade working for WIP, and after everything, all the callers we talk to every week, all those things, it's just been an incredibly special experience.
Oh, so
it's certainly what I'll remember the most about this run.
Yeah, personally for me, professionally, it's not even close.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Last time I was at WIP, but
you were new.
I mean,
Yeah,
midday show, when the season started, we weren't even a year old. Like, our year anniversary of the midday show happened during the 2017 season, in mm-hmm. October of that season. So, like, we barely got it going and stuff. We're 6 years into it. Like, now we're going to be the morning show. It's like such a different time. And, again, just the fact that in my whole career in sports, I started in sports in 2011, like, that I've only seen one team make a finals. That's 2017 team.
Yeah.
That's it. And now in the span of 4 months, I get to cover World Series. I get to cover the Super Bowl. I get to do it with you. I get to do it with all these awesome, beautiful Go Birds listeners. It's been
the
most special things that's ever happened in my life, far as I'm concerned.
If they win it, and the show afterwards will be insane.
Oh,
I can't wait.
The best.
Yeah.
The best. And when they win it.
When they win it.
I know.
Right.
We're going to have to bring
we'll
you along.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
Elliot's a little more scared of the Chiefs than we are. So.
Well, I don't think it's about being scared. I think it's about knowing this is a very, very tough matchup.
I think we can safely say, without a doubt, this is the toughest game they've played all year.
Yeah, I think this team is better than the Patriots team in 17.
That's an interesting one. I don't know. Maybe we'll dive into that
week.
That's an interesting one. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to a few more calls before we get out of here. As again, coming up next, Rob Ellis will be, of course, taking your calls. Talking Birds as, again, the five-year anniversary of the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, and then unbelievably 8 days to the next Eagles Super Bowl. Really a special day in Philly sports. Let's go to Glenside and talk to our buddy Matt. What up, Matt?
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up, Matt? How you doing, man?
Man, you know, Elliot, maybe I have a couple trends that can sway you on for the Eagles.
Love it.
Let's hear it.
Elliot is partial to trends, Matt.
I am, yes.
He loves trends. All right, here we go. So in the past, when the line opened 1.5 points for, you know, when the line opened at 1.5 for KC, the money came. I'm saying this wrong.
No, I don't think it opened for KC.
It opened with Kansas City as a 1.5 point favorite, and it swung immediately the Eagles within 2 minutes.
Okay. All right.
It opened. The opening line of the Super Bowl was Kansas City as a 1.5 point favorite.
Okay.
Yes. So that's happened 18 times, and in those 18 games, the team that the public has moved towards is 16-2.
Wow. Ooh. That is a good stat.
That is a really good
stat.
That
is a good stat.
I like that quite a bit. What else?
So, and then the against the spread record for the Chiefs is below 40%. Only three other teams who have been against the spread throughout the season have made the Super Bowl, and all of them are 0-3.
Wow. Mm. These are good betting trends for sure. They are convincing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then here's the last one. So this is the seventh Super Bowl to feature the league leader in passing yards.
Oh, I was going to say this one. Go ahead. This is a great one. I sent this to Elliot.
And the previous six all lost.
Mm.
Oh, see, I had a different one. Yeah, I'm talking about – so I sent one to Elliot, and I'm trying to pull it up, but I can't
find it.
So what it is it's teams that have had the number – or, excuse me, a top five passing defense – in the
per DVOA,
and the Eagles are number one.
Yeah,
they're like 5-1 in the Super Bowl, and the one that lost was that they lost in the last minute of the game, or whatever. So, like, when you have the best passing defense or top five passing defense in DVOA, it's usually a very good sign.
Those are all good. Yeah. The 16-2 one is pretty convincing.
Well, how about Jalen being 16-1? That doesn't.
Yeah. Again, I think they have a chance to win the game.
I'm messing with you.
Well, yeah, the last one is. Yeah, and Patrick Mahomes is the league leader in passing yards. Whenever that's happened in the past, all six of those league leaders have lost the Super Bowl. So,
wow. Matt, this is what we need.
Looking good.
Buddy. All right, call us again next week. We love it. Let's get one more call in here. Again, I ended the show with him last week. You know, I'm trying to keep a lot of things.
You are.
I'm really just trying to.
Even the elevator we walk in at work.
I know, man. I'm trying to. Look, it ain't going to be because of me.
It's not going to be.
All right?
It's not going to be my fault.
One of my favorites, our guy. We love him. Chris in Ocean City. Christopher, you're rounding us out again as that worked pretty well last week.
Well, just public service announcement. Get ready for some blown saves, everybody, because I can get a little wild from time to time. But I will do my best to keep it going, at least for now. One of the things that I'm so excited for next week, and it kind of goes off the conversation we were having on the midday show yesterday of, like, what Super Bowl means more. And so as I think more about it, I think 17 probably will mean more, like, emotionally. But I identify and like the individuals on this team, like, way more. You know, receivers, quarterback, cornerbacks, running back. And the only position group that I probably liked more on 17 was the safeties, and thank you for letting me talk to Rodney early in the week.
Yeah,
by the way.
That was great. Awesome. You were, by the way, I thought you did a great job of letting Rodney know what he meant to the city. I thought that was very cool.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I meant that sincerely too. So I'm just really excited for Media Day and for the rest of the nation to fall in love with these guys as much as we have. Just because the personalities that we have on this team, not only are they excellent football players, but I just like them as men and as people. You know, and I'm just excited.
And
for
I think that'll really, really shine on Monday night.
And they're easy to root for.
Yeah.
Like, look, how do you not root for Jalen Hurts?
There's all this, you know, Sirianni. People are annoyed by Sirianni. I'm excited for the entire sports world, for, you know, the NFL, to see the real Sirianni at the podium. I think he'll do really well.
And also, again, like, whether or not people find it hokey or find it this or find it that, like when this guy's up there in front of the world, tell him, like, love is the greatest motivator, and there's nothing more powerful than not wanting to let the guy next to you down, this guy you love, and stuff like that. I do think that's, like, it's awesome to see an NFL head coach talk that way and be so genuine with it. So, like, I too am excited for Nick to get more of a shot to win some people over.
Yeah.
100%. And then I'm also just kind of looking ahead. I'm really looking forward to delving into free agency. And just for everyone out there, Dave Zangaro just put out a really cool article that lists estimated salaries and contract lengths of all of our top 100 guys who made the list. And some of the numbers were shocking. Like, he estimates TJ making more than Bradbury. And it's going to be really, really fast.
I think that is highly unlikely.
I know, right? But
I would bet basically everything I own that James Bradbury will make more money in free agency than TJ.
I would be pretty surprised. TJ's had a great year, but just positionally, those positions are paid differently. Yeah.
Let's put it this way. We know the Eagles are not paying TJ Edwards as much as they would pay James Bradbury. That's for sure.
Yeah. The estimate for Bradbury was 2 years, $24 million for 12 a year, and TJ was like 13 a year for like a 3 or 4 year contract.
That's
so
insane.
I mean,
TJ's
yeah.
been great, but that seems
yeah.
wild.
Look, yeah, I hope he gets it.
It's going to be fascinating to talk about.
Yeah, but it's interesting stuff. And again, Chris, as always, fantastic. We'll talk to you next week. We love you, buddy. Definitely call next week, and we'll do what we got to do to set the Eagles up for the Super Bowls. We have two shows. So again, next week, 1 to 3, right here, the same spot. Elliot from Arizona, yes. Me from Parks. Parks Sportsbook Casino. I will be here. He will be there. 1 to 3. And then next Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, 10 to 12. Well, Go Birds Super Bowl Sunday Radio. It's going
to
be awesome.
And look, we say this all the time, but to all the callers, we love you. This journey has been special because of you. We need all of you next Sunday. Super Bowl Sunday, Go Birds Radio. This isn't just about us. This is a chance for all you guys to get on WIP the day of the Super Bowl. So we need everybody to call in.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you. Again, like I always say, and I truly mean it, there is no show without the listeners. There is no radio station without the listeners. So we greatly, greatly appreciate you. So again, thank you to Deer Hood on site, doing a phenomenal job producing the show. Back in the studio, Dan Wilson crushing it as well. And again, thank you to the beautiful sports book at Parks Casino. For Elliot and James, thanks for listening to another edition of Go Birds Radio right here on 94 WIP. Rob Ellis has you next. And let me remind you one more time that the Birds are in the big game, the Birds in Kansas City. And you can get in on all the action for the big game in Arizona with the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. It's the only sportsbook app that we here at Go Birds recommend. You can bet live during the big game. Wild swings, real opportunities to make some money. New users can get up to $750 in sportsbook bonus back if your first bet is not a winner. Download the app right now. This is the time. Don't miss out. The Birds in KC in the big game. Get in on all the action for the big game in Arizona again with the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. Again, it is the only sportsbook and casino app that we here at Go Birds recommend. And remember, one more time, new users can get up to $750 in sportsbook bonus back if your first bet isn't a winner. Again, you can bet during the game. The Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app.